Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. This is Wednesday, May 1st. It's already May, yes, of 2013. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in as the guest host today for Alex, who allegedly will be back either tomorrow or the next day. We're not sure yet, but in any case, I also want to give a shout out to Jukari and David Knight for their excellent job hosting the show over the last couple of days, really breaking it down. Some very good analysis by those guys. In fact, I'm going to quote them later, but let me give you a brief of what's coming up in the show today. We've got three guests for you. We've got Jeffrey John Alfterheide with some news about a vaccine refusenik tracking app. Yeah, the government wants to track people who are refusing vaccines. So that's coming up later in this hour. Then in the second hour, we've got an interview with Wayne Allen Root, author of The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. You got to love the title. How to Survive, Thrive, and Prosper During Obamageddon. When I saw that title, I just had to invite this guy on the show. And I've never interviewed him before, but it should be real interesting. He's got a lot of great recommendations, like a one-year income tax holiday for all taxpayers in America. I mean, how can you not love that idea? So we're going to have Wayne Allen Root on in the second hour. And then in the third hour today, we're going to have Dr. Busby, the expert on radiation, with some very important updates on Fukushima. There is radiation spiking in the soils. Let's see. We've got some more breaking news on that over here. We'll get to that in the third hour. But a lot's happening with Fukushima. And as usual, you are not being told the truth about Fukushima, about the radiation that's coming to America. Now, in terms of the news, we're going to break down the news between now and the time that all of these guests come on board. And we've got a lot of breaking news here, so I'm just going to run down some of the headlines right now, and then after we come back from the next break, we'll get into the actual details. But we've got millions are on welfare in America who are not citizens of America. That's been a big breaking story over the past couple of days, but some new information came out yesterday from Judicial Watch, where there are now apparently workers in the welfare system who are speaking out and saying that there were, quote, van loads of benefits handed out to illegal immigrants, and that the local office was given a quota, said you have to hand out this much benefit, you know, quote, benefit, free money to people. Otherwise, we're going to yank your budget. So they just began basically throwing money at anybody who would walk through the door, who could fill out a form and sign it. They were just throwing money at them because that's, of course, how the welfare state really works. So we've got that story coming up. We've got 42% of the American people, according to a poll, are unaware that Obamacare is law. Unaware. Yeah, you talk about, I mean, sometimes we joke, we talk about the zombification of the masses in America. And you see those things like when Mark Dice did that piece about people signing the petition to usher in a Nazi-style police state. Well, now 42% of Americans are unaware that Obamacare is law. They have no clue what planet they're on, okay? They don't even know. They don't know probably, you know, who's their senator, who's their congressperson. They have no clue what is going on. They're not aware of reality. They have no cognitive function. We'll get to that later. Here's some other stories we have coming up here on the Alex Jones Show. Genetically modified wheat could permanently damage human genetics by silencing hundreds of genes throughout the body. This is a whole new level of information warfare. It's genetic information warfare. We'll talk about that. Got a couple of stories that I put up about control versus empowerment and how to tell whether people are really evil or good. We'll go into that. It's a very important philosophical shortcut, you might say. And then we've got 10 trends that are driving America into social and spiritual crisis. We're going to cover that here in the next segment. Stay with us. This is Mike Adams on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. This is Wednesday, May 1st, 2013. And this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, sitting in, guest hosting for Alex today. Yes, you are in the right place if you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And I gotta say, I'm in a great mood. I'm in a great mood today because we are winning the info war on so many fronts. It's astonishing. The liberal media, you can't even call them liberal, the leftist lying mainstream media is in total desperation. All the stories that they wanted to cover up and sweep under the rug have been exposed by InfoWars and other alternative news people, you know, Matt Drudge and to some extent my site and others. We're winning on so many fronts that they're just backpedaling now. They have to deny that they did deny because their denials have been exposed as total lies, you know, with the DHS bullets that they said didn't exist. And now the whole story about the Boston Marathon bombing is all falling apart. You know, I was talking to the crew before the show. I was like, I want to make sure, let's fact check this, that the alleged Boston Marathon bomber who was found in the boat, he was unarmed, right? I mean, he didn't have a gun, right? And they said, right. And they brought up the news piece to confirm that he didn't have a gun. He was unarmed. And yet I remember the description of the police encounter was that they, quote, exchanged fire. They exchanged fire. How do you exchange fire with an unarmed person? And then CJ says, I think the police were exchanging fire with each other, which is almost certainly the accurate assessment of the situation. They were shooting each other, okay? The police, the cops, the FBI, you name it, whoever was on the scene. They were shooting each other, and they were imagining that they were in a gunfight with a terrorist who probably had nothing to do with this other than being told he was performing a drill for the CIA. So the whole story just completely unravels. The whole thing falls apart. Yeah, they're showing the cop that was shot, probably, you know, so-called friendly fire. All the lies are unraveling is my point. And today on the show, by the way, I should introduce the guest we have coming up just so you know. But we're going to unravel even more of the liberal media, leftist media lies. Excuse me. I got to stop using the word liberal. It doesn't fit anymore. Anyway, here's who we have coming up. We've got at the bottom of this hour, we've got Jeffrey John Alfterheide from VacTruth.com. He's going to be giving us some breaking news just in a short segment about a new vaccine refusers tracking application. Yeah, if you refuse vaccines, you're going to be tracked like a fugitive. Hey, maybe the cops will exchange fire with you, too, for refusing vaccines, even though you don't have a gun. That's the new thing. Oh, and you got to love the word games of the new police state. Okay, so we exchanged fire with an unarmed man, and the town was in a state of, quote, lockdown, and everybody was supposed to, quote, shelter in place. Yeah, it's not martial law. No, don't worry, folks. There's no martial law happening here. You're just supposed to shelter in place, which means stay in your home until we drag you out of your home at gunpoint. So shelter in place until we knock on your door and then come out with your hands up. And as Ron Paul rightly said, he's more concerned about the police state reaction to the bombing than he was about the bombing itself. And that's accurate. Yes, Ron Paul, you are right yet again. I mean, we should be a lot more worried about police rolling up and down the streets with their armored assault vehicles and pointing their loaded rifles at people in their homes who are taking photos out of second story windows. We should be a lot more concerned about those people than any so-called, you know, bombers or terrorists or people running around with pressure cookers. And oh, by the way, we have another story. We're going to play a video later on about a so-called activist chick who went onto a college campus and got a bunch of college students to sign a petition banning pressure cookers because the pressure cookers are apparently so evil. They're so incredibly evil. You know, cooking utensils. What, wasn't there a school teacher who was suspended from his job last week for bringing garden tools to school to show his students how you garden? Yeah, because I guess these garden tools, a little shovel, a little rake, they're evil terrorist weapons. Unbelievable. Yeah, there it is. A teacher suspended for showing gardening tools to class. Look how evil those gardening tools are. It's a pair of scissors. It's a pitchfork, a small pitchfork. And now pressure cookers are evil too. And in fact, as I recall, the manufacturer of pressure cookers, one of the manufacturers, actually pulled their pressure cookers off the shelves. Williams and Sonoma. Thank you guys. They pulled it off the shelves temporarily before realizing what morons they were and then reversing their recall and putting the pressure cookers back on the shelves. So I, here's what, probably sooner or later, somebody is going to commit murder with a blender. You know, they're going to run up and down the marathon with a blender, you know, like the Vitamix murderer or whatever, you know, nothing against Vitamix. Actually, Vitamix is a great product, but they're going to be like the Vitamix rampage. And then there's going to be a call to ban Vitamixes because someone used them in some kind of atrocious, horrific crime. There is no physical object that is safe from the irrational insanity of the radical left. Believe me. You know, you stab someone with a pencil, they want to ban pencils. You hit somebody over the head with a laptop, they want to ban all laptops. You know, it's just, it's incredible. Their incredible infatuation with inanimate objects is just beyond comprehension. I can't even get into it. But getting back to, I promise you, some of the guests here that are coming up today. So here's who we've got in the second hour. I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing. It's all so funny. It's so ridiculous. But in the second hour, we've got Wayne Allen Root, the author of The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. What a great title. How to Survive, Thrive, and Prosper During Obamageddon. I love it. I love it. A guy who writes a title like that, he gets on the show. All right? That's all there is to it. You write a title that good, you're on the show. Period. So I saw the book on Amazon and I said, we got to get this guy on the show. Wayne Allen Root will join us in the second hour. And then in the third hour, we've got Dr. Busby, the expert on Fukushima and radiation, to give us the latest breaking news on how we're all being irradiated by a problem that the leftist media says doesn't exist. I mean, think about it. Hey, the bullets don't exist. Let's see. The Bill of Rights doesn't exist and radiation doesn't exist. And Building 7 fell in the perfect demolition-style footprint because it had a couple of office fires, even though in the history of all buildings that are constructed out of concrete and steel, and concrete doesn't melt at those temperatures, by the way, in the entire history of all such buildings, only one building has ever fallen in its own perfect footprint like demolition, and that was Building 7. So even invoking the laws of physics, my friends, invoking the laws of physics makes you a conspiracy theorist. Yes, if you understand thermodynamics and architectural engineering, compression strength of concrete, and the torsion resistance of rebar, if you understand these things, you are a conspiracy theorist, according to people like Rachel Maddow. Oh, my God. Don't get me laughing on that person. Oh, my God. Okay. Let's get on to the news. I'm sorry. I'm just too excited today, but let's get on to some of the news. I brought a bunch of news to go over it. GM wheat. Let's start with this one. Genetically modified wheat could permanently damage human genetics by silencing hundreds of genes throughout the body. And it turns out that the GM wheat may be able to transmit its defects through multiple generations of humans. So now, by the way, GM wheat is not yet commercialized, so I don't want to raise alarm over wheat. If you go buy wheat right now, it's not GMO, okay, just to be clear. But they're trying to commercialize GM wheat. They're trying to get the USDA to approve it. And, of course, the USDA loves Monsanto, and so does Obama. So they're going to say, yeah, thumbs up, go for more GMOs in the environment and in the food supply. Pretty soon, if they get their way, we're going to have GM wheat, and then we're going to have a bunch of our genes turned off, like turning off, you know, the biological switches that control everything in your body. How wonderful is that? Just another way to deactivate humanity. Anyway, that's check out that story. I think it's up at Infowars.com as well. Getting to other news, we've got illegal aliens are collecting food stamps. Now, I wrote about this earlier in the week, and it's true that the USDA, and by the way, thanks goes to Judicial Watch for this story, judicialwatch.org, and they filed Freedom of Information Act requests. They got these documents that proved the Obama administration, the USDA under Obama, was pushing food stamps to illegals in Mexico, saying you can sign up for food stamps and get the free food credit from the U.S. government, and we won't check your immigration status. How wonderful is that? And by the way, on food stamps, did you know what you can buy? You can buy a diet soda with aspartame. You can buy regular soda. You can buy lobster. You can buy porterhouse steaks, all the steak and lobster you want. You can buy it all on the USDA's food stamp program, which is called the SNAP program, because apparently somebody there snapped and decided to just start giving away all of Americans' money to illegals who've never even paid a dime of tax into the system ever in their whole lives. So you can buy all these things, but guess what you can't buy on the federal food stamp program? You can't buy vitamins. You can't buy nutrition. You can't buy superfoods because they don't want you to be nourished. They want you to be a victim. They want you to be a dependent on the system. And guess who makes money off the food stamp program? JP Morgan, Chase, and all the other big banks that actually process all of those transactions to the tune of millions of dollars a year in profits for those banks, while Obama gets to recruit a bunch of people that might get amnesty so they can vote more Democrats into office as they're collecting free food stamp money from the government. How wonderful is that? Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with much more.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, we're back. This is the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. Thank you for joining us as we continue to break down all the ways that we are winning the info war by just telling the truth. It's so simple. We just tell the truth. Now, on this issue that I was talking about before we went to break, you know, millions, I don't know how many, maybe tens of millions of dollars, probably a lot more if you think about it, are being handed out in food stamps to illegals in America. Now, when I wrote this story, and I posted it on Facebook just to just get it out there, even knowing that, you know, I was going to get completely bashed by these deranged Facebook users. And the first thing they said was, well, you can't call them illegals. You can't
taller than that. You have to be politically correct. Otherwise, everything you say is discredited if you call them illegals. You have to call them, quote, undocumented citizens. Undocumented citizens. I said, well, how is that? Because, first of all, they did come into the country illegally. And secondly, they're not citizens of this country. So I can't, you know, sneak into Mexico and then just run around and get food stamps from the Mexican government, get free health care from the Mexican government, and get a free education, and then just say, I'm not illegal, I'm just undocumented. I mean, come on. Every other country in the world would kick you out, or at least not pay you a bunch of benefits. That's the real insanity. Look, I'm not against the entire culture. There's a lot to love about Latino culture and the Mexican people, and I've lived in South America. I'm just against us spending U.S. taxpayer dollars to give them benefits when they're not even citizens. I mean, how simple is it? How crazy is that? So just telling the truth, it gets you hated, I guess, by everybody today. completely hated. And now Judicial Watch says illegal aliens got food stamps by the van load. But just to be clear, I'm not against food stamps for American citizens who are in a temporary poverty crisis. I'm not against that. You know, if we can help some families out for a short-term period, I'm all in favor of that. I'd be happy to personally donate food to them. That'd be better than paying the money to the federal government and having them waste it. I'd rather just give food to people who need it. And I've done that, actually, in the past. I've donated truckloads of food to the American Red Cross in Wyoming, by the way. I mean, I've done things like that. But to give away money to people who aren't even citizens is just, it's insane. So all of you haters and trolls out there, you're wrong and you know it. And, if you keep this system going, they're going to come after your money and your house and your job. And they're just going to take everything and your bank account. They're just going to take it all. So by the way, switching topics here very quickly. You know, there's been a lot of confusion in the minds of people on the left. A lot of confusion about when exactly is it okay to murder people. And, you know, because they're not covering the abortion trial in Philadelphia, because basically the leftist media says it's okay to kill babies, not only before they're born, but even right after they're born, you know, stab them in the neck with a pair of scissors, or just jab them with sharp objects, maybe garden tools, who knows. But it's okay, the left says, to kill the babies after they're born, and you can even have post-birth abortions, but, up to 3 years of age. So it's okay to kill all those babies, according to the left. But then once they go to grade school and they're in a place like Sandy Hook, then you can't kill them anymore. And if somebody does kill them, then it's the end of the world, and you have to take away all rights and all liberties to protect that child that apparently was perfectly okay to kill 6 years earlier, if it was just called a choice. All right. So in order to clear up some of the confusion on this, I did some research and I found a graphic called The Collectivist Guide to Appropriate Murder, which is put out by the Democratic Party. And we're going to show that on screen here on PrisonPlanet.tv for those of you watching. I'm just going to run through this very quickly. Here is when is it appropriate to murder people, according to the left? All right, so prenatal murder is perfectly acceptable. That's called abortion. That's called a choice. You can just take them out, done. Post-birth abortion, well, that's also still a choice. And who cares if this abortionist was, severing the spinal columns of little babies that were breathing, right after they're born, just slicing away right there. The media doesn't think that's important to cover because they support it. They love it. They kill more babies. That's totally okay. Infanticide, yeah, as it's called. Now then, once the children become school age and then they're wearing backpacks and they have these cute little tennis shoes and they're going to school, then they enter the cute zone. You can't kill them anymore, according to the left. Not okay. Not okay to kill them. But after they turn 18, it's okay to kill them once again if they're in favor of conservatism or firearms ownership. You can go on the evening news and you can say, shoot these people, and everybody laughs about it like Piers Morgan. Totally okay. And when they're elderly, you can kill them again, because you gotta have the death panels, save taxpayer money, run Obamacare. Yeah, that's when it's okay to kill people, according to the collectivist left. I just wanted to clarify that.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin-nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com, a frequent contributor to Infowars.com. And before we get on to our guest here, let me just say, by the way, that last bit was obviously satire. I hope you know that. I was going to mention that, but then it went to commercial. Obviously satire. The left would never admit that they support murder, even though they do. They openly do. And, by the way, I just want to give thanks to the media that's actually covering the abortion murder trial. So I want to give a shout out to CNSnews.com. They've been really having great coverage of it. I want to give a shout out to Breitbart. Obviously, Drudge Report, StoryLeak has been doing some good work, and they've just submitted a new video that I'm in for the Paul Revere contest. I didn't have any part in creating it, but they interviewed me for it, and that was just released last night. I don't even really know the name. Oh, Disarmed. That's the name, Disarmed. So you can check that. It's a pretty hard-hitting video about gun rights, and he interviews Steve Toth, the Texas representative, who is really an awesome guy who gets it. So I just want to give a shout out to all of these media sources, alternative media, that are doing such a great job out there. I mean, there's Rumor Mill News, there's SteveQuayle.com, there's just so many. I'm sorry if I'm leaving some out, but there's so many great websites out there that are doing a good job. So we got to be thankful for them. And of course, Infowars.com. Don't take all this for granted. This could easily go away. the government could easily come in and just seize all of these websites. Oh, and by the way, along those lines, I remember a few months ago I talked about developing a peer-to-peer information distribution technology. And I kind of dropped the ball on that. I know some of you out there who are listeners were talking with me about that. Technically, it's a very, very difficult project, but there's possibly a breakthrough in that the BitTorrent company has just released a product called BitTorrent Sync. And I'm checking that out right now to see if we can use a peer-to-peer sync to essentially distribute videos and articles and other content by dropping it into a local folder and having it sync peer-to-peer across all the other computers that have the same share link. So I'm checking that out. That's BitTorrent Sync. If you want to check that out, that could be the answer to what we do in the alternative media if the government tries to take down all of our websites. We do need a peer-to-peer, decentralized or non-centralized information sharing technology. And that could be the answer. So anyway, a lot of you out there who are even more geeky than I am can probably figure that out and get us some answers, but we got to have a technology that could be it. Now, getting on to our first guest, who's joining us just for a few minutes for an update on this. His name is Jeffrey John Aufderheide. He's the main contributor to VacTruth.com. Yeah, VacTruth.com. Vac, short for vaccine, of course, VacTruth.com. And Jeffrey, I hope I pronounced your name correctly. You can correct me. But he's a fantastic writer. I've been following much of his work for many years. And he just posted a story in the last day or two about a tracking application. I'm trying to find, here it is. A tracking app that would allow the government to track vaccine refusers. So here to give us the details on that story and why it's relevant to all of us and our health freedom is Jeffrey John Aufderheide. Jeffrey, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Mike. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the show.
You bet. It's a pleasure to have you on. How do I pronounce your name, by the way? I should know this.
You nailed it. So you're one of the few.
Oh, really? I nailed it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's a first for everything. So go ahead. Tell us about the story.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. So what we have here is an application that's called Vaccine Refused. Now, on the surface, it appears to be, you know, pretty benign. What it does is it actually tracks just pretty much what the name says, the vaccine that is refused by you. If you go into a pediatrician's office or a doctor's office or whoever, they can plug in the type of vaccine that you refused, if it's all of them or one or two, some demographic information. And this data is supposed to be stored anonymously at the University of Iowa. So I started to dig into this. As a matter of fact, I just want to give a shout out to one of my colleagues, Bunny St. Marie, for sending me this. And I started to dig into this a little bit deeper. And what I found out is that the lead researcher, his name is Dr. Philip Polgreen. And he's the director of Infectious Diseases Society of America's Emerging Infections Network. And so what that basically means is that the CDC has started a program since 1995 to work in cooperation with this society. And what they're doing is they're basically developing this Sentinel network, where they can report like emerging diseases or any developments in disease trends, or it's, you know, something similar to prediction markets, if you will.
Well, I don't think anybody has any problem with them tracking the emergence of disease, but this tracking of people who refuse to get vaccinated, that's very worrisome. That smacks of, you know, police state medicine.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you know, on the surface they say, well, all this data is anonymous. All of this data is, you know, it's safe and secure. But, okay, so here's the deal. That might be true to some degree. But now we have to take a look at what else the Centers for Disease Control is in, right? So they're into something also called the Immunization Information System, and that registers all of your vaccine information into their databases. And they have these programs that are being tied into these state database registry programs where they can track information such as your patient's first name, your social security number, your address, your sex, your mother's name, you know, if you're a child, the vaccine type, the vaccine manufacturer, the lot number, the vaccine provider. So what's to say, Mike, that vaccine provider, being a doctor's office, presses that button and says, this person refused, and it correlates to that type of information?
Yeah, they can cross-reference it through a relational database check. It's easy.
Oh, absolutely. absolutely. And I don't buy for one second that this stuff is anonymous, because, you know, his name is Bruce Schneier, and he writes this great op-ed piece called The Internet is a Surveillance State. And he talks about three different examples. He talks about Chinese military hackers who were implicated in a set of attacks against the government. Well, these hackers accessed their Facebook account from the same infrastructure they carried out their attacks on. Or what about a hacker that was identified that he practiced excellent security practices, and he slipped up a little bit and he was caught by the FBI? Or what about Paula Broadwell? She's the one that had the affair with director CIA director David Petraeus. She used anonymous email accounts wherever she went from the hotels, and the only commonality was that she logged in from she was the only person that they could find that logged in from these hotels. So they know how to correlate all the data.
Right.
They know how to do this, and so it's a joke for them to say that everything's anonymous and we're not going to be tracking this. So the whole point behind this application is that it has the ability to not only create heat maps but also pinpoint exact locations. You know, again, this is, of course, my opinion based on my experience, but it has the ability to correlate your home address, all of that type of information, and put it on a nice little map. Yes. So then the question becomes, who gets that application? Who gets that phone application?
Well, right, and how is it going to be applied? Because we know already that parents who refuse vaccines for their children often have their children kidnapped by CPS or taken away by the state, essentially. And that, in addition, we know that the medical police state is rising under Obamacare. It's gaining more power, and that people who refuse vaccines could then be denied health care procedures.
Oh, yeah, it's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, let's just take a look at, there was a recent study done by Frank DeStefano, the director of immunization safety for the Centers for Disease Control. They took data from Kaiser Permanente and tried to, you know, use count antigens, right, as far as if vaccines were going to cause autism. Now, you know, how does that kind of relate here? Well, they already have the tie-ins to the health industry. They already know who gets what. When are they going to start using this information? What's going to be the ramifications, as you just said?
Right, right. Well, and you can bet it's going to be some nefarious use. I mean, since when did the government ever collect data on people and use it to do good? I mean, come on.
Well, you know, that's a... is like this last year. What happened with the nurses? They got fired for not taking their vaccines.
That's right.
Right? So what's to say that they're not going to give this type of data? They're, you know, the government can put a little bit of pressure on, you know, through some laws or whatever have you. You know, they're very expert at doing this. But then put some pressure on some corporations to say, hey, you know what? If you're not going to have your people vaccinated, then you're going to lose these types of benefits. Now, and the problem is the government actually purchases a large volume of vaccines, so they are heavily financially interested in making sure that we continue to consume vaccines.
Sure.
So,
let me interject here, though. My concern is that the very definition of vaccine is being morphed, where they're talking about behavioral vaccines, where they inject you with maybe a nanotech or an organ region specific chemical that essentially lobotomizes a section of your brain. They could call it a vaccine against radicalism, for example. Their definition of radicalism. They can say, oh, you haven't had your vaccine against radicalism, therefore you might be a radicalized danger to society. You got to take this vaccine, which is really a lobotomy that takes away your free will, takes away critical thinking, and so on. I mean, couldn't it proceed to that point, or maybe perhaps we're already there?
Well, I think we have to take a look at this at a broader scope, even than vaccines. Because if they can do this for vaccines, what's to say, oh, we're going to mandate this type of medication for you, and if you don't take it, well, we know who you are, and we know where you live.
That's right.
And so what we have, you know, this might be a concern for certain demographics because, you know, we're concerned about vaccines, but what we really have to be taking a look at is a broader scope, is what does this have the ability to do? And it gives the ability of the high priests of pharmacology to put out their agenda and track who is complying, who is not.
That's right.
And give them what, you know, I mean, you can take a look at what's happening in schools. You know, if children aren't getting their Ritalin or whatever. I mean, they've had, in the past, that some children have been taken away from CPS. Some parents have gotten a lot of trouble. So I think, you know, George Washington summed it up best as saying, you know, government is not reason, it's not eloquent, it's force. And like fire is dangerous, it's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And well, I think we have to be very careful of who is influencing our government.
Absolutely. And we also know that doctors will conspire, well, especially pediatricians, they will conspire with CPS to take away your children. I've even said that you should not take your children to a conventional pediatrician ever, because you should go to a naturopath instead. Because a conventional pediatrician, if you don't follow their mandates of what they want you to do to your child, they can just call the sheriff or call the police department and literally have your children kidnapped right there at gunpoint. And they do. This happens over and over again.
Parents, all parents are at different stages of their awakening, if you will, Mike. And I think that's why, you know, we are so passionate about what we do, is because we're trying to reach those people that maybe not are already awake. I mean, those are the people that are joining our ranks and that are helping out. It's those parents that are, you know, maybe it's their first child, or maybe, you know, and they don't, and the thing is that they're feared into doing this. They're feared into going to their pediatrician. They're feared into vaccinating, because, you know, a lot of parents that I talk to, their gut instinct is like, well, you know, I never really felt like these vaccines were the right thing to do. And then I did more research, but then it was too late, and then my child was injured. And you always find a lot of parents with their first child being injured, such as myself, or even, you know, I have about five or six autistic children just in my block alone. It's pretty crazy.
Wow. No, but you're right. Young parents especially, they are naive. They don't understand. They think, well, oh, the system would never do something that would put my child's health at risk.
No, right.
But that's wrong. The system always puts your child at risk by injecting your child with, I mean, let's face it, you know, mercury, thimerosal, formaldehyde, MSG, and aluminum. These are all things that are admitted to be put into various vaccines. It's admitted by the CDC. I mean, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is listed by the CDC on their own website that that's in vaccines.
Yeah, not to mention viruses cultured off of monkey kidneys, calf blood, sheep skin, monkey testicles, mouse brain. You know, I mean, you can't really make this stuff up.
What do you have against monkey testicles? Come on, man. I mean, everybody should want to shoot those up. Come on.
That was causing cancer in a lot of people back in the 1950s and 60s. That was in the polio vaccine. So
I can't believe that you're against animal parts being injected. But let's tell us about your website, by the way, vactruth.com. Most of our listeners have heard of your website, but just give us a quick overview of what people can find there.
Yeah, sure. Vactruth.com was started by myself in 2009. My oldest son was injured by vaccines. After 21 vaccine doses, he stopped reaching his developmental milestones. And, you know, Mike, we went to what I consider the medical merry-go-round. We went to psychologists, neurologists, speech therapists, occupational therapists, you name it, and they all came back with the same answer. Is that your child appears to be normal from what we can tell. However, we don't know what's wrong with him, you know, and you're just going to have to live with this the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And so that started my journey, and, you know, lo and behold, you know, we looked into vaccines and looked into autism, and we found our answers. And so what VacTruth is an attempt to reach parents and to kind of tell them the other side of the story, that there's more out to the story than just what your pediatrician tells you.
Yeah.
And you should research vaccines, you should research what's in vaccines, and research what type of reactions can happen to your little baby. You know, you can look at, for example, the MMR vaccine insert, and that has over 65 adverse reactions in it. And and then what our main goal is to empower parents, because then the bullying doesn't work. The psychological triggers that doctors use don't work. The psychological methods and manipulation that you know, the media learned from Edward Bernays do not work on parents, because then they can see past all the garbage.
Well, being informed is the ultimate defense, and doctors use the same techniques on cancer patients.
Yep.
And I had a recent situation of someone, sort of a distant relative in the family, who the hospital said he had a really high PSA number, which is a completely bogus test they still use for prostate cancer. They didn't even do any biopsy, no MRIs, nothing. They just looked at this number and they started dosing him up with chemotherapy. They almost killed the man. I mean, they almost killed him. Everything was shutting down. Kidneys, colon, liver, it was all shutting down. We rescued him out of the hospital, saved his life. He's back to normal, walking, healthy again. You know, his biological functions are working again. But the hospital was trying to kill him, and they used the same tactics. They intimidate people.
Even got him out of the hospital, Mike.
It took some doing, believe me. Believe me. I mean, the hospitals today, they are murder centers. They are literally trying to kill you. But we're out of time, Jeffrey. I want to thank you for coming on the show today. It's great talking with you.
Hey, fantastic being on the show. Appreciate the opportunity, Mike, and always a pleasure. Appreciate your passion and desire.
Thank you, Jeffrey Alfterheide. He is the founder of VacTruth.com. Everybody, check out the website. Read his articles. The guy knows what he's talking about, and he's helping a lot of people. Stay with us. We'll be right back on The Alex Jones Show.
Nothing is more American than Diamond Gusset Jeans. 100% American made since 1987. Soft and broken in from the start, yet more rugged and durable than any jean you've ever worn. Have you ever experienced mis-sized jeans from China? Well, you won't with Diamond Gusset. Every pair is crafted to fit exactly the same and always feel like they were custom made. Need a 35, 37, or 39 waist? How about a 31 inseam? Keep all sizes in stock for the fit you need. Looking for a relaxed fit, slim fit, regular fit, boot cut, or straight leg? We got you covered. Buy the world's best fitting jeans at gusset.com or call 1-888-8-GUSSET. Get free Gusset targets for the next time you go to the shooting range with the purchase of their new Ranger jean. Use code COMFORT when ordering to receive free shipping on all Gusset orders at gusset.com. That's gusset.com to get only the best all-American jeans.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
All right, here's some news published in Bloomberg today. The Boston Manhunt missed the boat as police skip the street where the alleged bomber was hiding out in the boat, unarmed. Yeah, the police, so they locked down the whole city. Well, not the whole city, but this whole section of the city. About 400,000 people or so locked down, shelter in place. What does that mean? Like pull out your tent, set up a tent in your living room? I'm sheltering in place. Yes, I'm doing as I'm obedient. I'm doing as I'm told. But anyway, Boston Manhunt missed the boat. The police skipped the street that this guy was on. All right. So the rolling up and down all the other streets and terrorizing all the citizens who are trying to be as compliant as possible because they're completely spineless. Not one person said, no, you can't come in my house. You don't have a warrant. Get out of here, you criminals. Not one person said that. Wait till they try that in Texas. they're going to get met with a lot of constitutional lawyers who challenge them. But no, they missed the boat, but they're pulling everybody out of their homes. People who are completely innocent. They have no warrants. They have no reasonable, probable cause whatsoever to pull anybody out of their homes. So the police are terrorizing Boston and they're skipping the street where the so-called terrorist is actually located. Yeah, how pathetic does it get? And we're showing you video for those of you watching online. Well, we were just showing you some video of how they're pulling people out of their homes at gunpoint. And put your hands up. Yeah, you're living in Boston now. This is a police state. You're a criminal. Show me your papers. No, keep your hands up. Don't show me your papers. Don't reach in your pocket. Put your hands back up. Show me your papers. That is a photo of this guy in an armored vehicle pointing his rifle at a citizen with a camera because, you know, cameras are evil. So anyway, they skipped the street. Did they skip it on purpose? I don't know. Maybe not. They skipped the street. And then when they finally come back and find the guy, they have a quote shootout with an unarmed man. They say they exchanged gunfire with a guy who didn't even have a gun. It's beyond comedy at this point. The theater is so pathetic. It's all theater. That's all it is. The government has ceased to become a body that governs, and it has become a body that actually has sort of like Shakespeare in the Park. Shakespeare at the Marathon, but it's not Shakespeare. It's some other tragedy. And it's all theater. It's got the fake Hollywood blood. It's got the professional actors that they use that they openly admitted to play the roles of victims. And then it's got the police role-playing as if they're police who are actually following some kind of law. But really, they're just rolling up and down. What they're really doing is acting like they're, you know, Stasi or secret police from the old Soviet Union or something. It's all role playing, folks. It's all role playing, including the victims, including the people in the homes, the people in Boston who were sheltering in place, who were huddling in their homes so afraid. We don't have any guns to defend ourselves because we are in favor of gun control. So we need the police to protect us. Oh, look, the police are coming to protect us. Knock, knock, knock. Come out with your hands up! Oh, they're not protecting us! They're arresting us! What went wrong? Well, what went wrong, you pathetic morons, is that you gave up your liberties. You disarmed yourself. You handed power over to the corrupt, criminal police state that is now using that power against you. You are the morons. You are pathetic. Stop giving up your rights. Stop giving up your freedoms. Okay? Do something for yourself. Stand up for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Don't let the police state roll over you and your freedoms, all right? I've had enough of that. Stand up. Be a human being, for God's sake. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are already into the second hour. Thank you for continuing to join us. This is the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. And I was just ranting about how pathetic people are in that Boston area where they just shelter in their homes and nobody even says, do the police have the right to come in and just yank us all out of our homes without warrants? Just because there's a teenager on the loose? Really? Really? I mean, if it was a police state lockdown every time a teenager was on the loose, yeah, we would all be living in little tents in our living rooms. We would all be sheltering in place permanently because there's always a teenager on the loose, right? That's part of being a teenager. So, I mean, an unarmed one at that. Hiding in a boat. Oh, how terrible. So let's talk about banning pressure cookers because everything that's related to a crime is instantly demonized by the mainstream media. I mean, I guess if a bald guy shot some kid in a grade school, then they would ban hair because a bald guy did it. They would have to mandate hair. I'm sorry. We got to get the logic straight here. No more bald guys. You got to get hair in order to be a non-criminal. So hair plugs for everybody to stop crime, and then we'll put a sign in front of the school that says this is a bald-free zone in addition to the gun-free zone. That's it. I've got it figured out. Eureka, folks. This is the solution. You observe whatever happens in the crime. Yeah, you get all the traits, no matter what object they have, no matter what they look like, what they're wearing. He's wearing blue jeans, so blue jeans must be bad. That's the answer right there. It's all about correlation and connection. Now, oh, look what we have here, folks. Oh, my goodness. Thanks for bringing that in. We have a pressure cooker in a black backpack. Obviously a terrible weapon of mass destruction right here in the studio. Oh, my goodness. Let's open it up. Oh, no. It's a pressure cooker. What an evil object. I'm sure that it's been used more in bombings than it has been in cooking chicken. Obviously, it's an evil, evil device. So evil. Who makes this pressure cooker? Where is it made? Let's see. Oh, there's even something in it. What'd you guys put in here? Presto. The Presto pressure cooker. A terrible item. Let's go to this video where an activist is trying to get college students to ban pressure cookers because they're so evil. Let's go to that.
Hi friends, it's Liberal Chick here, and I'm here on the FIU campus to have students sign a petition to ban pressure cookers because I really feel that they are what caused the Boston bombings. So we need to ban them, we need to control who has them, so we can have a safer society. I can ask you to sign that petition to ban bomb materials.
Sure.
Awesome, thank you. Well, this is to ban bomb materials. Pressure cookers have been known to be used for a lot of bombs. They were used in the Boston bombings, and so we're trying to limit who can get them, limit who can use them and stuff. So Daddy's going to be so proud of me. They were actually used in the Boston bombing, so just trying to limit who can get them and, you know, like only like sure. Restaurants and stuff, but still that's a little iffy, you know. They've caused like house fires and stuff, and just trying to keep people safe by just reducing the number of them. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I love your shirt.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so I have my final in this class, A History of the Beatles, in like an hour.
Oh, is it you wore to like celebrate?
Yeah, I usually wear a Beatles shirt to every class just to freaking love them.
So there's a class for History of the Beatles?
Mm-hmm.
Only like restaurants and stuff. It's really only
this activist chick is awesome. She's doing a great job.
You use it a lot? You have to be careful.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if someone like tries to take it from you and like make a bomb.
No.
Obama. Good job, activist chick. That was awesome. Great video. You really made your point. Pressure cookers are evil.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back. This is the Alex Jones Show. Yep, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. Thank you for continuing with us. We've been talking about pressure cookers, and we just showed a video in the last segment about so-called activist chick. That's sort of her screen name. Going on to college campuses and having college students sign petitions to ban pressure cookers. Because, you know, pressure cookers are such evil devices. I've got one in the studio right here in front of me, an actual pressure cooker. Yes, contraband. Here in the InfoWars studio, somebody called the Austin police. We've got a pressure cooker right here in the studio, and it's filled with sugar. That probably is dangerous right there. I got a couple of ideas on the pressure cooker. Here, let me put that lid on. Stop that terrible sound. Okay, couple of ideas. Number one, what we should really have, and this is me speaking from the heart, is we should have nationwide pressure cooker universal background checks. Before you purchase a pressure cooker, you got to give your ID, you got to fill out a form, and I think we should put the ATF in charge of vetting pressure cooker purchases, because after all, the ATF is alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives. Don't forget the explosives part. It's actually the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Don't forget the E. This is the E right here. So pressure cookers, should now be controlled by the ATF, and all the stores that sell pressure cookers like Walmart, Target, I don't know, all these stores, they should now apply for federal firearms licenses. Yeah, they got to be like class three retailers. And then they could sell pressure cookers and suppressors and, you know, like rocket launchers together right there. That's just what we need. Obviously, this is all satire, but universal background checks for pressure cookers, a great idea. Another great idea is what I'm calling the Bill Gates variety of the pressure cooker, where what you do is you surround, instead of filling the pressure cooker with nails and scrap metal and ball bearings, what you do is you fill it with vaccines. And that way, you set it in a crowd, like Bill Gates or one of his minions would set it in a crowd, and when it explodes, it vaccinates everybody. Just instantly vaccinates everybody. Mission accomplished for the government. They love it. And then they can claim, you know, it was a terrorist attack, but thank God people won't get the flu. Thank God that we put vaccines in that bomb, that pressure cooker. So those are my two ideas. Am I getting too cynical in my non-old age? Oh, it's going to be terrible. By the time I'm 80, guys, it's going to be totally out of control. I'm just, okay, truthfully, yeah, right. Truthfully, yeah, thanks guys. They said they'll lock me away before I reach 80. Yeah, I'm not doing this for very much longer, believe me, because we're winning at so many levels, man. I can't wait. I can't wait for the mass awakening, the next society based on liberty, which I believe is coming. I think we're going to win at every level. And, in the future, you know what, pressure cookers should remain legal so people can cook their beans and rice. But hey, I guess if you're on USDA's food stamps and you're an illegal alien getting free food stamp money, you don't need a pressure cooker because you can just go to the grocery store and you can buy lobster already cooked and you know, ready to eat. Because lobster, you can buy lobster on the food stamp program. All right. Now, in just a few minutes, and yes, by the way, half of what I say here on the show is like cynical satire, probably pathetic attempts at comedy. I admit it. It's just, but what else can you do, man? It's so insane. It's so insane. Like banning pressure cookers and fake blood on the scene and actors everywhere. It's so insane. What can you do? But you know, I guess if you have, you know, two brain cells that are functioning, you're a conspiracy theorist now because you can think for yourself. So there you go. But coming up here in just a few minutes, we've got Wayne Allen Root, author of the Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, How to Survive, Thrive, and Prosper During Obamageddon. And he does not endorse my last segment on the pressure cooker, by the way. His appearance on the show is not an endorsement of everything I just said, which is extremely politically incorrect. And that's why I said it, because this is free speech being exercised right here. And I actually think that the InfoWars audience is intelligent enough to see the humor even in a little bit of tragedy, you know, to see the contradictions, to see the hypocrisy when we point them out. So I have faith in you, the listeners, to know the difference between satire and actual factual reporting. We do both because we want you to be informed, but we also want you to have a good day, even though the police state is collapsing all around us, or expanding all around us, I should say. Liberty is collapsing temporarily. We want you to have a good time while you're fighting for liberty, okay? That's the bottom line. Now, speaking of people who fight for liberty, we've got Wayne Allen Root, again, author of the Obama Survival Guide, the Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, I should say, which is available on Amazon.com and, you know, bookstores everywhere. And I've never interviewed Wayne before, but he joins us now on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm having a good time here, just doing my part for liberty. How about you?
I'm so thrilled and honored that you have me on. I'm thrilled that you found me, and I'm really thrilled. It's the first time I've ever been on Alex Jones. I think I've done every conservative and libertarian talk show on the entire planet except Alex Jones, and I was waiting and wondering when Alex was ever going to call, so I'm glad you called.
Well, it's funny. I just happened across your book. I was literally shopping on Amazon, which I do a lot, you know, and getting books and things, and your book popped up, and the title was fantastic. I did a little research on you. I found your website. I liked what you were proposing. For example, you proposed a one-year income tax holiday where none of us would pay any federal income taxes. Tell us about that.
I did. By the way, that's one of the things that got cut out of the book.
Oh.
You know, what I did with this book is
Crazy.
And I said, are you crazy? 60 days? And they said, we have faith in you. You'll do it. And I did it. I brought it in 1 week early. They wanted 50,000 words. I delivered 100,000 1 week early. And what we decided was you can't, you know, the book already is 450 pages of solutions for America instead of the usual criticisms of Obama and nothing but. It's solutions. But they decided that, you know, we'll save the solutions for America for another day at another time. Let's just write the solutions for the individual. So they cut that out. But I think if you wanted to turn around this economy, you wanted to turn a horrible, what I call Obama Great Depression, into a boom economy, you would do Reagan on steroids. Ronald Reagan turned around Jimmy Carter's horrible economy, the worst since the Great Depression, in just 2 years by just cutting taxes from the 70% rate to the 20% rate. And overnight, voila, by rewarding the people that do all the work and invest all the money and risk all the money and work 16 hours a day, the entrepreneurs and the business owners, overnight the whole economy turned around. And you could do the same thing now, but I would do it Reagan on steroids. I would give everyone a one-year income tax vacation. For 1 year, we all get to keep our own money.
Well, I love the idea, and it's actually feasible, because if you look at the banker bailouts that took place,
right,
the government instantly created over $1 trillion when they wanted to, and they gave it to the banksters. They could just create another $1 trillion. Let's see, the personal income tax paid to the federal government each year is about $2 trillion?
$1.2 trillion.
$1.2, okay.
Correct.
So they could create that instantly and just say, you don't have to pay any taxes this year. They could
Let me go a step further. Not only are you right, instead of giving it to the bankers, should they have given it to the people, the citizens and the small business owners, the entrepreneurs. But on top of that, the stimulus that Obama created was about $1 trillion. It was, you know, 800 billion, give or take a 50 billion or so. So maybe it was 800, 850 billion. So that's almost $1.2 trillion. So if you had enough money to give a stimulus out to the biggest Democratic contributors in the world, and the people who supported Obama, to just hand money to the unions and the Democratic contributors and the people who started green energy companies.
Yeah, crony capitalism.
And the Obama supporters, you certainly would have had $1 trillion to give to the actual people that create the jobs, which are us, the taxpayer. We should get to keep our own money instead of handing it out to others. So it's a tragedy that no one thinks this way, or not enough people think this way. And I just got back. I rushed back to the interview with you. I gave a keynote speech at a major event in Las Vegas at the Mirage Hotel. And I was telling them a similar story. I was saying, you guys don't get it. This is a worldwide conspiracy. Obama's part of it, but almost every country in the world is doing the same thing, to create two classes of people, the super rich, who are dependent on government for bribes to stay super rich and to get even richer, bribes like stimulus and bailout and all the other things, from green energy to government contracts, and of course to pump $85 billion a month into the stock market to make sure the richest CEOs in America sell their
stock
options
for that.
$50 to $100 million a year, and then they all support Obama in return for him creating a two-class society, the super rich and the rest of us who are all poor, or going to soon be poor, dependent on government. So both classes desperately are dependent on the guy in charge, and this creates bigger government and more powerful government and central banks all over the world.
Well, that's what's maddening about this, the entire Obama philosophy, which is actually bigger than Obama himself, obviously.
Correct.
But the philosophy is the destruction of innovation and entrepreneurship and small business, the destruction of any self-reliance or independence. It's all about putting everybody in a victim role, so they're dependent on the government, and it is destroying the U.S. economy.
Well, let me tell you a story, a funny story from my book. I mean, like I said, my book is mostly solutions, and I hope we get to them
before
this interview's over, but I still got to tell you this story. I'm the one who's interrupting. I got to tell you this. I'm the only guy who could put Obama at the scene of the crime in this whole country, because I was his college classmate. Did you know that?
No, didn't know that.
Class of 83, Columbia University. He says he graduated class of 83, same day as me. Says he was political science, same as me. Says he was pre-law, same as me. If that's true, I never met him. But if that's true, and that's strange too, but let's not get into that. I never saw him, never heard of him, never met him in my entire life. Don't know anyone who did. But assuming he went there, and he probably just never went to class, probably too busy attending Communist Party meetings. But assuming he went to class and he was there occasionally.
And we got to go to break in a few seconds.
Sure, go ahead. Go to break, and we'll finish when we get back.
All right. The rest of the story from Wayne Allen Root as we return here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We're going to talk about the ultimate Obama survival guide straight ahead.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Yeah, we're continuing our interview with Wayne Allen Root, author of The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. But real quick before we go back to Wayne, just want to give you an update on the InfoWars store. If you want to get some of the chlorella that we've been providing, the superfood, the cleanest chlorella on the planet, bar none, lab tested, super low, any kind of contaminants, the lowest you will find in any chlorella anywhere in the world, the stuff is almost sold out. And it's going to be, I think, the end of May before we can get another shipment in. So I think there are just a few hundred bags left at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to get the cleanest chlorella on the planet and help support InfoWars, get it now. It's going to be sold out probably in about 10 days or less, now that I mentioned it, unfortunately. But anyway, there's more on the way, so we'll have more in June for you. And it's really the best absolutely the best chlorella out there, no question about it. Now, getting back to Wayne Allen Root, the author of the Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, let me read you a quote from Wayne's website that I found, and I like this quote. It's perfect. It's also very uncensored. This is why I like talking to Wayne. He says, quote, Obama is purposely overwhelming the U.S. economy to create systemic failure, economic crisis, and social chaos, thereby destroying capitalism and our country from within. But the bonus is brilliant. As he destroys and taxes to death business owners, he also cripples his political opposition. Strong words, but accurate, Wayne.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I just wanted to mention real quick, I sat here, you know, during the break listening to your ads, and your ads are my book. The Alex Jones Show is my book, The Ultimate
Really?
Survival Guide. You know, my book is about lots of great financial advice from 18 of the richest guys in the country, and from me, a common sense small businessman, how you prosper on all the terrible moves Obama's going to make. And they're not a mistake. He's not inexperienced. They're purposeful. And then my book is about homeschooling, because we homeschool our four children. And my oldest is attending Harvard and now Oxford, straight-A student at both, even though she was never in a single government classroom in
Good
her life,
you.
Which proves you don't need the government to educate your kids. And then I interviewed a U.S. Special Forces commando about survival techniques, what you do if everything goes to hell, how to turn your home into a fortress and protect your family, what guns you need, what bullets you need, how much water, how much food. And I'm listening to these ads. I take chlorella. I take probiotics. I take 100 vitamin pills a day. It's the reason I have the energy of 100 men. This is me. So I'm so proud to be on your show. I think I found a home. That's what the Ultimate Obama Survival Guide is about. But back
Excellent.
To the Columbia story, because I think you'll really be fascinated by this.
Yeah.
So I go to Columbia University, and Obama claims he graduated on the same day, and so he must have gone to the same classes, even though I never saw him. He must have known the same people. He must have hung out in the same restaurants nearby, and we must have talked about the same thing. Do you know what they talked about at Columbia 24 hours a day for 4 years?
No.
Destroying capitalism. Taking down the American
really?
System. I was the Reagan conservative at Columbia, and I had to sit and listen to nothing but communists and Marxist radicals all day long telling me how racist America was and how terrible America was and how it was a system that breeded inequality
wow.
and there was no fairness and the system had to be taken down completely and destroyed. And how did they plan to do it? All day long for 4 years, this is what I heard ad nauseum. How did these radicals, who all outwardly, proudly, publicly said, Wayne, I'm a communist, they said this. All my fellow students, not most of them, 99% of them said they hated the system and resented the system and wanted to destroy capitalism and bankrupt all the rich people. And they said they'd do it with a system called Cloward and Piven. Two Columbia professors who were married, who had a system. You had to destroy America from within, and you could only do it by electing a guy who's a handsome guy, who looks good, who wears nice suits, who cuts his hair or his afro to look like a lawyer. He looks like Mr. Prosecutor, Mr. Lawyer, someone you respect, the businessman. He shakes hands, he kisses babies, he hugs women, he smiles with pearly white teeth. He tells people that he's a uniter, not a divider. He tells people he's a moderate, not a radical. Well,
and,
in reality,
he's a convincing linguistic speaker with lots of manipulations in his speech.
He tells people he's a moderate. Well, in reality, he's a communist or a Marxist. And then he destroys the system from within with this specific, Mike, this specific agenda. He overwhelms the system with government spending, debt, and entitlement, meaning food stamps, disability, welfare, aid to dependent children, free meals at school, unemployment extended forever. Let me ask you something, folks. Does this sound like what's happening right now?
Yeah.
This isn't a
That's
mistake.
It. That's the playbook right there.
That's it. This isn't a mistake. This was a purposeful plan devised at Columbia University in front of me. And my classmate got elected, and he is carrying it out. Don't think Obama's dumb. I think he's brilliant.
Well, he's a brilliant manipulator, absolutely. Now, we got to go to another break here, but when we come back from the break, I'd like you to get into some of the solutions. Specifically,
yes,
how do we protect ourselves from the train wreck of Obamacare and all the new taxes that are going to be kicking in over the next 3 years to punish us for not buying the overpriced private insurance that the government wants us to buy? And how do we protect ourselves from the economy being gutted by Obama? And also, how do we protect our liberties? So those are some of the questions I have for you. Wayne Allen Root continues with us after this break here on The Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Just to throw everybody for a loop, what we ought to do, we were talking about this during the break here with the crew, we ought to have like a pressure cooker homeless food drive, you know, like drive around town with a bunch of pressure cookers on a trailer feeding the homeless. Just to freak people out, to say, gosh, are they good or are they evil? I mean, they're helping hungry people, but my God, they have pressure cookers, and pressure cookers are evil. That's the kind of thing we like to do, just to make people think. You know, I'm sure the Austin police would find that very amusing. Anyway, I'm sure they're listening right now, shaking their heads. Oh my God. I hope these InfoWars people don't drive around town with pressure cookers. But getting back to our guest, Wayne, do you have a pressure cooker in your home? Because that could be a sign that you're evil.
Obama thinks I'm evil because I have the ultimate Obama survival guide in my book. And by the way, we don't have time for this today, but I wrote a commentary at The Blaze, Glenn Beck's site, back in, I don't know, I guess it was last August, about the fact that literally no one in the country has a bigger mouth than me against Obama. I've been everywhere in the media for 4 years ripping this guy to shreds, and suddenly I had a major IRS attack.
Really?
In my life. I mean, literally, they came after me with a vengeance, and I had to hire one of the best tax lawyers in America, if not the best tax lawyer, and he said, my God, I've never seen anything like this. You are on the president's enemies list. So you're talking about a Chicago thug that comes after after people with the government, with the police state, with the Internal Revenue Service. You're talking about massive audits, massive taxes, massive regulations. Did you know I went to the government's own website, and the last 90 days, from January 1st till the end of the first quarter, March 31st, 6,118 new government regulations. This guy must have sweatshops with lawyers working in shifts 24 hours a day to think up ways to destroy the American economy.
That's true.
6,000 rules in 90 days?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That's how they wrote the health care bill. It had to be like a sweatshop word processing
right.
convention.
And they're doing it with the immigration bill, too.
Yep.
It's almost 1,000 pages. And you know there's lawyer legalese in it that none of us can even read.
No,
that is intended to destroy the country. You know it.
The trick is to overwhelm the legislators with
right.
so much language that they can't possibly parse it.
And overwhelm guys like me. I can't keep up with all the bad bills and bad policies and bad executive actions that Obama's putting in place.
That's right.
My head is spinning like I'm on The Exorcist, okay? That's
yeah.
the plan.
Well, let's get to some solutions, though. We promised listeners that, and I know
sure.
that's what your book is mostly about. It's called The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. And by the way, I ordered your book.
Three weeks, number one finance book at Amazon and the number one conservative or liberal
really?
Book.
Really?
Really?
Well, good job. I don't know. I'd never heard of it until a couple of days ago. So I just literally stumbled across it online. I ordered the book. I haven't received it yet, so I haven't read it yet. But in any case, it sounds very intriguing. Tell us about some of the solutions that are in the
sure.
book.
So I came up with an 18-point plan that I believe is a common-sense small businessman could help you compete with Obama. It's called YPODS, because I know everything needs a catchy name. YPODS, it's your personal Obama defense shield.
YPODS. I like it.
And then I went out and interviewed 18 of the richest guys in America to make sure I was right and ask them what their game plan is. And these guys are worth $100 million or more, a couple of billionaires, three of them manage billion-dollar hedge funds. And guess what they said? They all basically agreed. I wrote 18 chapters with what they said in the book. So you get my advice, and then you get the advice of 18 really rich, successful guys telling you what they're doing. It kind of matched.
But is it also applicable to regular income people who aren't wealthy?
It was all written for middle-class people. Certainly
okay.
my 18-point plan is. So here's some things that we all agreed on, though. I think it's important to hear what me, Wayne Root, you know, a small businessman, common sense guy said that agrees with what the 18 millionaires and billionaires highfalutin guys said. Who all dislike Obama, by the way? So they're more us than they are them. But having said that, so number one, they all agreed you got to buy gold. There wasn't one of the 18 who didn't believe that gold isn't the answer as the economy is destroyed, as debt is massively increased, as spending will only go up whether it's Republicans or Democrats. It isn't going to make a difference. Is Obama the worst? Yeah. Is he the worst on steroids? Yes. Is he the biggest government nanny state socialist Marxist you'll ever find? Yes. But guess what? Romney wouldn't have been much better, and George W. Bush wasn't much better, and even my hero Ronald Reagan, government increased dramatically under Reagan. So you're never going to stop it. It just isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
So the debt will continue to go up. And if you know the debt will go up in America and all over the world, Japan is basically twice as in debt as America, twice as bad as Greece. Japan is dead. If you know Europe is dead, Europe's entering a Great Depression right now as we speak. I believe America is as well, but Europe's even worse.
Well, yeah, and they're just taking money out of private bank accounts across Europe.
Private bank accounts. And the only way out of this, according to big government liberals, the only way out, see, to me, the way out, Mike, is you cut spending dramatically. But they'll never do it.
Of course.
And so the only way out is you inflate. You inflate, inflate, inflate. You print, you print, you print. You spend, you
That's
spend,
right.
you spend. So therefore, you want to own gold. Here are some numbers that will blow your mind, though. I'll bet your audience never heard these numbers. They're from my book. In 1913, if you had $1 million, today it's worth $40,000. If you kept your money in the U.S. dollar, it's worth $40,000 because the effects of inflation.
Right.
If you took the same million, you put it in gold, you know what it's worth today?
$40 million?
$77 million.
$77 million.
If you took $1 million in the year 1971, today it's worth $200,000. If you took the same million, put it in gold, over $40 million today. So when CNBC and all their experts tell you not to buy gold, and Warren Buffett tells you not to buy gold, gold has outperformed Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway stock by 300% since the year 2000.
No, they tell you not to buy gold because that's a political agenda on their part.
Correct. They want you in the U.S. dollar, and
yes.
they want you in the stock market to make all these rich guys rich. They could back Obama, all for the obvious reasons they want to fool you. Biggest Ponzi scheme in world history, by the way, the stock market.
Oh,
biggest
Ponzi of course.
Scheme ever.
Of course.
Completely rigged. So, number two, what do these guys say? What do I say? Move to a no-tax state. See, you can't avoid Obama's taxes. I'm not a magic man, Mike. I can't wave a wand and say you won't have to pay the taxes. But at least if you're living in Nevada, where I live, if you're living in Texas or Florida, Nevada, your state income tax is zero. So as Obama increases taxes by, say, 20%, which is overwhelming, and you can't survive, and you can't pay your mortgage, and you can't take care of your kids properly, you go to a state where you pay 20% less, and it evens out. You're not doing any better, but at least you're not doing worse.
Right.
So all of the 18 millionaires and billionaires have moved to either Nevada, Texas, or Florida. It was just random. I called them. I didn't know they lived in those states. They all said, I got out of Illinois. I got out of New York. I got out of California.
California, yeah. Right? There's a nightmare tax state.
You got to get out of Maryland and move to Virginia. Much better just walking across a border. So that's one way to help yourself. They all said invest in farmland and agriculture stocks.
Oh, I've said the same thing. Yeah, food-producing land. Yep.
So when the price of food goes up and there's food shortages, you'll cheer instead of get mad. They said invest in, believe it or not, energy stocks, because they said instead of walking up to the pump and filling up your gas tank and complaining, next time you'll cheer when the price of gas goes up. Why are you complaining when all you have to do is own ExxonMobil and when the price goes up, you make money?
Well, I wouldn't own ExxonMobil, but I hear what you're saying there. But what about defense against Obamacare? What can we do in that realm?
Well, you know, first of all, I interviewed a doctor, you know, a real important MD who refused to put his name on it. He did an anonymous chapter that told you all the ways to deal with Obamacare. But I'd rather tell you the financial end that I recommend.
Sure.
And the financial end is, look, you'll deal with Obamacare by hearing what medical experts say. I'm not one and don't claim to be one, but I'm a financial guy. I'm a smart common sense guy. And I think you should invest in medical real estate and medical stocks. Why? Because the government is the one now in charge of medical. And the government, when they spend, couldn't care less how much they're spending, because there's no one watching over them and it's not their money. So we all know they buy $10 wrenches at the Pentagon for $500, and they fix toilets with a little ring that costs 20 cents and they pay $100 for it.
Right.
So they're now going to do that in the medical field. So if I was you, I would make sure I owned pharmaceutical companies on the stock exchange. I would make sure I owned any form of a medical company that will benefit from 40 million people without health insurance being now forced into the system, and the government's paying the bill. I think health insurance companies, Mike, are going to get rich.
Well, but I hear you on the financial side, but what about morally? I'm going to challenge you a little bit on this point on the pharmaceutical companies, because morally, you know, so many of these companies are engaged in so many crimes, corruption, bribery, kickbacks, killing people, medical experiments on children, and so on.
You could challenge me, and I won't debate you. All I'll say to you is I'm a capitalist, and I believe in making money, because with the money, I could choose to do good. I give a lot of money to charity. I give about $100,000 a year to charity. I take care of people. I take care of my family. And if all of you make money on my advice, you'll do good things with your money, protect your own families. To me, it's sticking your head in the sand to say, morally, I disagree with what pharmaceutical companies do, because I'm with you. I disagree. I'm a health nut. I eat organic food and take 100 vitamin pills a day, and I hate what the FDA does on behalf of pharmaceutical companies to good vitamin manufacturers. But having said that, if I see a good opportunity, I'm going to try and make some money and help you protect your family.
Here's
the really big one.
I would say, but by the way, just let's throw this in. I would say there are some medical device companies that are a lot more ethical than the big pharma companies are very unethical. But there might be some, let's say, generic pharmaceutical companies that aren't engaged in all these crimes that are just doing sort of basic, you know, antibiotics that are acceptable in limited use and things like that. I just got to say this because, you know, my nickname is the Health Ranger, and I fought against the pharmaceutical companies for so long. I wouldn't recommend putting any money into those companies.
Well, listen, my ultimate recommendation for the medical end of things for fighting Obamacare is you don't want to get in the system.
That's right.
You don't
want to
deal
with
government. So you want to take vitamins. You want to be healthy. You want to work out.
Absolutely.
You want to eat organic. And so invest in Whole Foods. A Whole Foods company. Invest in vitamin manufacturers.
Yes.
That's your angle, okay?
Yeah, I got it.
But these are all common sense ways to take advantage. I just never want to get in the system. I'm going to be so healthy, I don't want to ever get near a hospital or be involved in the system.
Yeah, because once you do, then you get sicker, then you get C. diff infections, then you get super bugs.
Correct.
Then you get side effects. Then it's worse.
All you have to do is eat healthy and take vitamins, and you never get sick.
I've never been
sick in my life. And I've been taking vitamins since I was 15 years old. I've been a vitamin nut. I was a bodybuilder and an athlete, and I took good care of my body. Never smoked, never drank, never done a drug. Lots of vitamins, lots of working out. And I've never really been sick other than the sniffles in my whole life. So you don't need the medical system if you take care of yourself. But the government and the pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know that. But, Mike, doesn't mean I'm not willing to make a bet on a pharmaceutical company and make an extra $10,000 and therefore take care of my family. I think that's smart thinking.
Well, but the real issue here is that Obama is forcing us to buy into a system that we don't want to use.
Understood. It's all going to come crashing down. We all know
yeah,
that.
Right.
It cannot work. But invest in foreign stocks, bonds, and real estate may be the most important thing I could tell you today. Because not only did I write that as my singular most important thing besides gold and moving to a low-tax state, that was number three, but all the 18 millionaires and billionaires agreed, don't invest in American biotech companies, don't invest in American pharmaceutical, invest in ones that supply China, India, Hong Kong, Singapore, Thailand, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Australia, New Zealand, Switzerland. Why? Because those are countries where people are still hungry and ambitious, and they know you either work or you starve to death. So those countries are going to kick our butt for the next 10 years and grow much faster than us. And you want to invest in ETFs, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds that invest in those countries, pharmaceutical and technology and electronic and hospitality companies, not American ones.
Well, what about people who don't have money to invest? I mean, they're barely getting by. The tax burden is so huge.
It's horrible.
There's so much money going out the door.
Nevada than you are
what do they do?
So listen, if you have no money, I can't wage a magic wand and make you money, but I could tell you move to a place where you keep more of your own money. You don't work one day longer, but you keep an extra 10 or 20%.
That makes sense.
I could have you invest in your children's education by explaining how I homeschooled my daughter to Harvard and Oxford. She's now a straight-A student and won the John Harvard Award and the highest honors in Oxford a month ago without ever being in a classroom in her life. And I could show you that in the Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. And then I can educate you as to, through a U.S. Military Special Forces Commando, how to buy the best survival materials you can for your house to turn your home into a fortress and to take care of your family. All of that without me being the expert. I found the right experts in the Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. And here's one more thing for a guy who doesn't make a lot of money, Mike. I said this on Fox News 2 days ago. I said, you know, you have like people like school teachers. I don't mean to single out anyone, but I always hear school teachers, members of the teachers union complaining, I only make $70,000 a year. I should make $100,000. I should make $150,000. No, the taxpayers aren't responsible for your money. God never woke up one day and said, you have a right to only work one job, and the U.S. Constitution doesn't say that. Go get a second job. Go get a third job. You may have to work twice as hard to make half the money. That's what I do. How come you can't do it? I have multiple careers, Mike. I work 16 hours a day. I work weekends. I work holidays. I've never taken a full day off in 20 years, and that's why Obama calls me rich. But you know what the reality is? I'm a very hardworking guy. Maybe everyone should take up that idea that you got to work hard in America to make money again, and maybe a poor person will become much more successful with that mindset.
I completely agree. I completely agree with you. Yeah, I mean, I'm in the same boat. You know, my network, my system from nothing but hard work for, you know, decades of hard work. But you see, psychologically, the system today has become so invested in victimization and dependence.
Correct.
That on the radical left, I'm going to say, they feel like your money belongs to them. You know,
correct.
How dare you want to keep your money? They should get the food stamps. They should get unlimited
right.
welfare. You know,
well,
and Obama encourages that.
Mad. They want to pull you down to their level.
Yes,
it's
they do.
Shared misery.
Yes.
But, you know, listen, when you talk about victimization, I'll tell you a very funny story. Did you know in January, did Alex Jones tell his audience in January that the United States government labeled anyone who has food allergies as disabled? Did you know that?
No.
And I've had terrible food allergies my whole life, and that's the reason I got into vitamins and health food. I'm gluten intolerant, and I don't eat regular bread anymore. I eat the gluten-free bread. I don't want a wheelchair. I don't want a disability check. It's no big deal. I've lived a wonderful life while I have terrible allergies. Who cares? But this is all part of Obama's campaign to destroy us mentally and make us all believe we are weak
that's
and
right.
capable of taking care of ourselves.
Absolutely. I think that's it, is essentially the Marxist mindset. It sucks the soul out of humans. I mean, it literally sucks your soul away and leaves you as a pathetic victim, a dependent, and also a de-educated, dumbed-down person. You mentioned your daughter was homeschooled, and, you know, Ron Paul has worked with Gary North to put out a homeschool curriculum that looks fantastic. But public education is really about de-educating people to make them, as George Carlin said, obedient workers to the system.
Correct.
How bad is that?
Well, I think that's the reason Obama was reelected. So he's smart. That's why they do that. They push you like sheep or cattle. They herd you into the public school system where you were taught on a daily basis, this is a terrible nation. It is a racist nation. It hates blacks, gays, and Hispanics. It hates anyone who isn't white in the power structure, and that we have to atone for terrible things we've done forevermore. Our nation's built upon greed, and you've got to elect people like Barack Obama with a politically correct agenda that believes in fairness, equality, and social justice, and sure enough, we reelected a man who has created the worst economy since the Great Depression in 1929, and most of the damage has been upon women, blacks, and Hispanics.
Yep, that's right. He's damaging his own support base. Now,
correct.
We've only got a few seconds left here, Wayne. I want you to give out your website so people can check out your information there.
Sure. Well, the book is The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. It's the number one finance and number one political book at Amazon for 3 weeks now, and it's available at Amazon.com or any fine bookstore, Sam's Club, Costco, Barnes & Noble. And my website is root4america.com. That's R-O-O-T, 4america.com, because, Mike, that's what I do every day is root for this great country, root for America.
Well, I love your enthusiasm, Wayne, and most of your ideas. Your book is awesome. I'm going to read it soon, so thanks for joining us here today.
Hey, thank you, and God bless everyone. Let's keep fighting. We got to save the middle class and small business from these crazy people who are out to wipe us out.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you. All right. There goes Wayne Allen Root there. And stay with us. We'll be right back on The Alex Jones Show with much more straight ahead.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Right. I'm going to cover. That was an interesting interview with Wayne Allen Root. Definitely a high energy guy. Got some great ideas. I'm going to check out his book and sort of see where he's going with all those ideas. But I appreciate him coming on the show. I like to mix up, you know, the guests here. I don't want to have the same person on over and over and over again. I like to bring you some new perspectives, some new voices from time to time. So I always try to reach out and bring in new people. And by the way, Alex doesn't even normally know who I'm bringing on. So it's If you ever wondered how this works around here when I'm hosting, the truth is I invite my own guests. And sometimes Alex will recommend, you know, we want this person on, but then I'll invite a couple other guests. So it's actually pretty much up to me who I bring on. And that seems to have worked out, you know, pretty well. So in case you're curious, Alex usually calls me. He usually calls me like just a couple of days before. Can you host? Like, oh man, I was gonna go on a picnic that day, but we'll rearrange things. Yeah, well, I'll come in and host for you. Anyway, in this segment, oh, by the way, we've got a guest coming up in the next hour, Dr. Chris Busby, with news about, the Iraq effects with depleted uranium, veterans dying of cancer. Yeah, we've covered that quite a bit on the show here, but we'll get, I guess, more details on that from Dr. Busby when we get into the third hour. But until then, I wanted to read you this, well, not word for word, but just go over it with you. 10 civilization-shaping trends for 2013 that are driving us into social and spiritual crisis. This is an article I put together. It's on Infowars.com and also my website, naturalnews.com. I just wanted to go over this because I feel like this is really crucial for us to understand the big trends of what's happening. So let's go over these very, very quickly. Number one, we've got the rise of human-engineered genetics. You know, GMOs, you're familiar with that, but also now in animals and soon in babies. And this is a very dangerous mad science experiment that we need to be very careful with. Number two, the reality escapism. Google Glass, social networks, online gaming, they are providing venues for people to escape reality and actually get deeper into what I call detachment from the real world. And from detachment comes all these other problems, mental health problems, physical health problems, sociological problems, and so on. People don't feel like they're really part of a human civilization anymore. They're living out their lives in these virtual worlds. Number three, the demonization of normalcy. So everything that's normal is now being demonized. And everything that's freakish or abnormal is being celebrated by the trendies. So normalcy is the new closet. If you're normal, you got to hide in the closet because, you know, you're normal. Number four, the rise of omission journalism. The mainstream media is mostly focused now on making sure they leave things out of the news, like the abortion murder trial in Philadelphia, like the DHS bullets, like the real story on the Boston Marathon bombing, and so on. It's all about what they leave out. Omission journalism. Number five, the idiocracy effect, where the people who are reproducing the most across the board are those who are least qualified to lead human civilization forward. Those who are most capable tend to have the least children, and this was obviously depicted in the movie by Mike Judge called Idiocracy, which took us, I don't know, a few hundred years in the future, where human civilization devolved into a bunch of idiots walking around, and anyone who used, you know, big words like cognitive was considered Mr. Big Words Fancy Pants, using big words like cognitive. All right, we'll get into the rest of this list after we come back. But number six here is the censorship and criminalization of knowledge. We'll get to that and the others when we come back here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We've also got Dr. Busby straight ahead, our guest for the third hour with an update on Fukushima and radiation, plus some other news and commentary. So stay with us. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the Stampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into the third hour. This is the Alex Jones Show. Welcome back. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in here for Alex today. We've got Dr. Busby coming up in just a few minutes with updates on Fukushima, radiation, and radiological weapons. So that should be an interesting segment for sure. He's standing by. We'll get to him in a few minutes. But I want to continue with his list of 10 civilization-shaping trends for 2013. Not to borrow the word trends from Gerald Celente, who's, by the way, probably my favorite guest here on the show. He did a great job hosting the other day as well. But these are trends that aren't financial trends, but big picture trends of where we're headed. So it's crucial to know this, and I'll tell you why at the end, because we're getting to an era that I call the suffering, followed by what I call the rise of the consciousness movement, which is also a spiritual renaissance movement. But point number six here is the censorship and criminalization of knowledge. Now, this is about the system, the government, the globalists, destroying knowledge. They've already done it with nutritional supplements, where it's illegal to tell the truth about how a natural herb or vitamin or supplement can prevent disease. But they want to do it with all areas. So they want to destroy society's memory of history. And they're doing this by demonizing the founding fathers. They're doing this by demonizing the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, by teaching a revisionist history in public schools and so on. Lots of ways that they're trying to destroy knowledge and make society as a whole forget where it came from and how it got to where we are today. Because if you can erase someone's memory, then you can manipulate them, which is what the government wants to do. So destroying knowledge, destroying memory is all about manipulating the immediate future. Number seven, selective dehumanization. And this is about abandoning the value of life, and we see this with the abortions and the post-birth abortions, the abortion murderer on trial, alleged murderer on trial, who was killing babies with, a pair of scissors after they were born. It's all dehumanization. They say they're not really babies. They're just a choice, dehumanized. Number eight, the theaterization of narratives for political gain, false flags, in other words. This is about the government using public theater, which is, 9/11, which is the Waco attack, which is Sandy Hook, public theater to accomplish its political goals, because it gets so much more traction. It's so much more psychologically efficient for the government to conduct reactionary theater rather than actually pursue proactive education that would move people in a positive direction. They know that through terror and fear, they can have highly viral memes spread throughout the population that will then lead to their political goals. Number nine, the end of privacy. Yeah, the government wants to end all privacy. The NSA spy center being constructed in Utah is all about tracking every email, tweet, voice, phone call, phone text, everything, every web address you ever visit, every web form you ever fill out. It's all going to be tracked and cross-referenced, and then used to incriminate you. And then number 10 is the rewriting of history. We've covered this briefly before, but this is really, again, about destroying society's memory so that you can manipulate people into the immediate future. Now, where is this all heading us? And yes, you are listening to the Alex Jones Show, just in case you're wondering where all this is coming from. This is heading us into an era that I call the suffering. Bad times are ahead in the near future. I mean, a lot of widespread death, starvation, economic collapse, loss of freedoms, and so on. But after the suffering, there will be a backlash that I'm calling the consciousness movement, which is really a spiritual movement. It is a return to honoring the creator, to honoring seeds, to honoring the existence of the human soul, free will. It's about honoring our humanity and how we are much more than physical beings. We are spiritual beings with a connection to the Creator and the universe. That's coming.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Yes, this is the Alex Jones Show. This is the third hour. Welcome back. We are featuring this hour an interview with Dr. Christopher Busby, an expert on radiation in Fukushima, who has been very outspoken about the dangers of even low levels of ionizing radiation from not just the Fukushima disaster, but other radiological events. And he joins us by Skype now to give us the latest breakdown on radiological weapons, a little bit of update on Fukushima, and some thyroid problems in children, a few other points as well. Welcome to the show, Dr. Busby.
Yes, hello. I'm talking to you from Riga. I headed off to the woods, and I'm now in the woods in my little house in Latvia.
Oh, really?
What I want to talk to you about, really, I mean, it's my main thing, but I'll just plug it again, is what I see as the, and what actually is, the biggest human health, public health scandal of all time, which is this release to the environment by scientists since 1945 of all these radioactive substances like strontium-90 and plutonium-239 and cesium-137 and all that. And this whole umbrella of this radiological public health scandal covers all of the things that I've researched in the last 20 years. Fukushima, Chernobyl, nuclear increases in childhood cancer near nuclear sites, contaminated sea. There's we've done work on the Baltic Sea, on the Irish Sea, and most recently, of course, I've been involved in looking at depleted uranium and even some kind of new enriched uranium weapon which has been deployed by the Israelis in Lebanon and also in Fallujah, as we found out and published in the literature. So it's made me public enemy number one, of course, amongst the people who plug nuclear power stations.
Well, I'm sure. But if you look at the sources of all this, so you're talking about not only nuclear power but nuclear weapons testing, obviously. Do you get into nuclear medical exposure?
Well, nuclear medical exposure is mostly external, and this is, I think it's quite relevant for me to point out that it's not about low-level radiation. The argument is not about low-level radiation. It's about external and internal radiation, because actually, radiation is measured in various units, millisieverts and millirads, and these units relate to energy that's transferred to the human body. So it's a physics-based unit that is used. And the problem is, the big problem is that it doesn't work for internal radionuclides. And I can briefly explain why. The transfer of external energy like gamma rays into the body is the same as sitting in front of the fire and heating yourself and warming yourself up. You can get so many joules per kilogram of your body in terms of heat energy. But you could get the same number of joules per kilogram into your body if you reached into the fire and you ate a hot coal. And that's a very reasonable analogy with the difference between standing somewhere where the radioactivity level is slightly higher. So you've got external radiation, like from an X-ray machine or something like that, mm-hmm. which is actually not, it may be low-level radiation, but it's not a big deal. But then ingesting or inhaling radioactive iodine, like for instance from Fukushima, or particles of depleted uranium from some weaponized use in Iraq, those things, those tiny, tiny particles and the internal radionuclides that damage the DNA, they are the serious problem. And that is the biggest public health scandal of all time.
So,
and it's, yes, sorry.
Go no, on. I, yeah. I just wanted to ask you the question. Yeah. So externally, the radioactive particles, you are subject to them via the inverse square law of distance,
exactly.
Right?
So just like sitting internal, in front of the light. Yeah.
Right. But then internally, your distance to the particle is zero.
Absolutely so. And a lot of these particles are alpha emitters too, which normally an alpha particle wouldn't pass through your skin. But uranium, for example, plutonium, they're alpha emitters and they're sitting inside you. And so they only have a very short range and they produce enormous local doses to cells. So it isn't at all low level radiation. But the con is this, that the nuclear industry, or in fact the military who started this way back in the 50s, the con is that they dilute all of that energy into the whole body, whereas actually the energy is all in one place, usually
right.
on the DNA. Yeah.
This
is outrageous.
Well, in terms of internal sources, this is fascinating. I've got a lot of questions for you already, but in your assessment, is it a higher risk of internal exposure through inhalation of airborne particles, or is it
yes.
through eating food?
No, it's from inhalation. And the reason is quite simple, that over evolutionary timescales, the gut has found ways of excluding a lot of these radionuclides, because there are a lot of natural radionuclides like radium and uranium, thorium and daughters of these substances which occur naturally, and the gut seems to be quite clever at keeping a lot of this stuff out. But if it's inhaled, it gets into the lungs, it goes through the lungs into the tracheobronchial lymph nodes, and then the lymphatic system can take it anywhere. And in particular, where it takes it is to the female breast, because that's quite close by. And so these particles get into the female breast. So we find high levels of breast cancer in people who live downwind or close to nuclear power stations, for example. I mean, there's an awful lot of hoo-ha about childhood leukemia near nuclear power stations, but nobody's been looking at adults who live near nuclear power stations for the simple reason that the cancer registries refuse to release the data.
we've
had to knock on doors in order to do these studies.
So which radiological isotopes are more likely to be airborne? For example, downwind from Fukushima, is someone likely to inhale a particle of cesium?
No, uranium. All of the effects in Iraq are a consequence of the use of uranium weapons. I don't say depleted uranium weapons because we've actually measured this stuff and we found that since about 2003, since the second Gulf War, that they've been using ordinary uranium or even slightly enriched uranium, which is something which is a bit odd, which we don't quite understand. And it may well be, and I've suggested this, a consequence of a new type of weapon, which is a fusion weapon. But I mean, whether that's true or not, certainly uranium is the thing that is causing the effects in Iraq. And my feeling is probably uranium particles are what causes the effects downwind of nuclear power stations. Because at the end of the day, uranium is what they run on. Uranium is what they run on. I mean, I've done a number of studies, for example, up in America around near Los Angeles, around the Santa Susana site there, the field laboratory, where people are all dying like flies all around there, and nobody seems to figure out how it works. But if you look through the data, if you look through the environmental reports of Boeing and Rocketdyne, who are the people who run the operation, you find that there's enormous amounts of enriched uranium in the air filters. But nobody looks at uranium because it's kind of thought to be natural and somehow therefore safe. But of course, the particularized version of it is certainly not natural and it's certainly not safe.
What isotopes of uranium are likely to be airborne, and what kind of half-life are we talking about there?
Well, the half-life is 4.7 billion years. I mean,
that's a little more than a human lifespan. Yeah,
that's kind of quite a long time. The uranium. In fact, uranium is the problem that they have when they try to bury nuclear waste. I mean, another study that I've done is to look at the Swedish proposals to build a nuclear waste site underneath the Baltic Sea, which is already the most radioactive sea in the world. And by the time all of the other radionuclides like cesium and strontium and all the short-lived stuff has gone away, the uranium and the radium is still there. Because those things have enormously long half-life. They have geological half-lives.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, the particles won't stay there forever. The particles are produced when the weapons are used, and they go up in the air, and then they land in the desert, and they hang around for quite a long time. And my feeling, they still are there. I was in Iraq in 2001. I went there with Al Jazeera, a lot of measuring equipment and everything, and I found a lot of depleted uranium particles there from the first Gulf War. So
really?
That was like 10 years later, yeah.
Well, we also see in the veterans who are around the DU weapons, they are exhibiting very high rates of cancer, and I think you even
That's true. Yes, I've done some studies. I've been called in as an expert recently on a number of United Kingdom veterans who were deployed in the second Gulf War and the first Gulf War, and they were basically cleaning out vehicles that had been struck by depleted uranium bullets. And they've got lymphomas and they've got colon cancer too. And there are two of them with colon cancer. And the odds against that happening, I can tell you, at the age, because they're both 40, at that age, the odds against both of them getting colon cancer is one in 780,000. That's the lifetime odds. So it's quite obviously the uranium that's caused the colon cancer. But the government and the military, they just refuse to concede all of this stuff. And it's impossible to do any research because the cancer registries won't release the data.
Right. This is a global cover up, but it's also easy to sweep under the rug because so many of the symptoms of radiological poisoning are they can be diagnosed as something different, and the symptoms can take a long time to be diagnosable.
Well, that's the main problem. It's like stabbing somebody and then they die 20 years later.
Right.
And so it's quite hard to do those sorts of cases. But it's getting easier, I have to say. The problem also, of course, is this. That in the last 10 years, we've realized a lot more about the way in which there's been a lot of research done. And this hasn't fed through into the people who regulate the limits and so on. But anyway, what we've found out is that radiation doesn't just give you cancer. It gives you heart attacks. It damages your children. It more or less increases the rate of just about every illness that there is. So it's a kind of premature aging.
Yeah, and, like a stealth epidemic.
Yeah. So if you're looking, I mean, for instance, if you want to do a study and you look for increases in cancer, you won't only find increases in cancer. And because of that, you don't find as high an increase in cancer as you might predict. And the reason is that people die of something else before they get cancer. Cancer is an old age. It's something that increases exponentially with age.
We are going to take a quick break, but stay with us, folks. We're interviewing Dr. Chris Busby on radiation poisoning of our planet. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break with more.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We We're continuing our interview with Dr. Chris Busby here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex today, and we are focused on radiological poisoning. Specifically, uranium is our focus in this part of the conversation. But just before we go back to Dr. Busby, there is some breaking news that's being broadcast on the mainstream media right now. Apparently, some friends of the alleged Boston Marathon bombers are being arrested and charged with lying to the government. So there you go. If you lie to the government, I guess they had some fireworks or something that they threw away before the FBI showed up. So details are sketchy, but we'll see where that goes. But God forbid anyone who lies to the government, because the government always tells us the truth, especially in the nuclear industry, right? And this is our conversation with Dr. Busby, where here's my question. It seems like the defense industry, or the weapons industry, let's call it, has a very deeply vested interest in protecting its investment in nuclear products and also the nuclear power industry. So you've got these two very powerful industries that want this truth to remain a secret, it seems. And it seems like you're knocking heads with these two industries quite frequently.
Yes, that's right. Actually, in the 50s is when it really got bad. That's when it all started, because they wanted to, like, as you say, they wanted to test nuclear weapons in the atmosphere. And it was quickly becoming apparent that this was killing people. So what they did was that they forced all of this information underground. And by 1959, there was an agreement between the World Health Organization and the International Atomic Energy Agency, whereby all of the research into this, the health effects of radiation, of the type of radiation I'm talking about, was put into the hands of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Now, I also, and this still goes on, because I was in Brussels talking about the, we've made a petition. Incidentally, there is something that people can do about this. So we have a website which we set up last year called nuclearjustice.org. We formed an international committee for nuclear justice in Vilnius, Lithuania. And so this is some, people can get in touch with us. There are petitions that can be used based on human rights. Anyway, my point is, I went to Brussels to make an intervention on behalf of the Green Group of the European Parliament. And I was talking about this whole issue, and what I learned there was that the new radiation protection legislation, which is going through, which I was asked to go and talk about, is going to be put in the hands of the people who are in the hands of the industry rather than the hands of the Environment Committee, because they have these different committees in the European Union, and they have a committee that's involved in environment and health, and they have another committee that's involved, or directorate that's involved in looking after industry. So it's the industry committee who's going to be dealing with the legislation relating to radiation. And this is exactly like it happened in the 50s, where they gave the protection of human beings and the protection of the environment into the hands of the International Atomic Energy Agency.
Right, and turn it over to the very people who are the problem.
Exactly, exactly. But you know, I was very interested earlier on in your list of, and I quite went along with a lot of that stuff, you know, if what I would call the Sovietization of the planet, actually.
Yeah.
Because although the Soviet Union has collapsed, all of the things that the Soviet Union went in for, all of this airbrushing of history and the teaching of nonsense and all the things that you talk about have now become mainstream in the United States and certainly in my country in England as well too.
Well,
so
right.
You really, basically, if you want to learn something, you go to the internet, and then you just have to kind of sift through all the crazy stuff. But basically, you get a much better idea of what's going on than if you listen to the news or if you look in the newspaper.
Well, I think that this nuclear industry is a classic example of where they are attempting to destroy actual knowledge, destroy history, and spoon feed you a new narrative that is at odds with physical reality, or in this case, actual physics.
Yeah, well, the thing, I've thought a lot about this, and I've concluded that, I mean, because you have to either think, well, they're just bad people or evil or something, and you have to think, how can they possibly go in for all of this nonsense? So, and then you can say, well, they might have a lot of money, people give them money in brown envelopes and all this, and there's probably a bit of that happens as well. But my feeling is that it's a way of looking at the world, and this way of looking at the world arrived in the last century with science itself. And in some way, science itself, especially physics, actually, Physicists seem to be able to believe stuff that everybody thinks is manifest nonsense. And they can somehow control, they can control the way in which the world works by saying, well, look, we're much cleverer than you are, and you have to listen to what we say because we can do mathematics and you can't.
Yeah.
And most of the people, and like the politicians who are all stupid anyway, you know, or most of them, they're desperate to show that they're as clever as the physicists. See? So it's kind of
Dr. Busby, stay with us. We got to go to a quick break here, but stay with us and we'll have a long segment with you afterwards. I want to get into this with you to talk about this scientific dictatorship, in a sense, where just exactly what you said, they're trying to shove this down our throats and it's not true.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. All right, we're continuing our interview with Dr. Chris Busby, an expert on ionizing radiation, and he helped create the website nuclearjustice.org. And we have a long segment here with him. Just before the break, Dr. Busby mentioned that there are some, let's say, fundamental themes of conventional science that he believes are not legitimate, or I'm paraphrasing. But I'd like to ask you about that, Dr. Busby. What are the things about modern science that you think need to be questioned?
Well, I think the problem is that science became a very, very powerful machine from when it began, probably in about the 15th century, and it was based on empirical evidence. So what happened is that rather than just come out and say this is so because the church teaches that it's so, let's have a look and see whether it works. And so they'd do an experiment, and the experiment would show whatever it showed, and very often that would be something that wasn't expected, and they would have to rejig the whole understanding of reality to fit in with experimental work.
Yes.
And you remember Galileo. You know, Galileo was challenged by the Inquisition because he said that there were the moons of Jupiter, and in the Bertolt Brecht play of Galileo, he actually shows the inquisitors through his telescope the moons of Jupiter, and they say, as I recall, they say, well, this must be a very uncertain machine, and we don't really believe in this machine if it shows something that cannot exist.
Right.
Right?
Totally.
Well, anyway, the point is that's exactly the situation we have now. We have, for example, many, many studies that show that there's an increase in childhood leukemia around nuclear sites. But the nuclear, the radiation risk organizations, the United Nations Scientific Committee, the various committees there, NRC and so on, and in the International Committee on Radiological Protection, which was based in Sweden, is now based in Canada. These committees are controlling the understanding of the health effects of radiation, and they continue to act exactly like the Inquisition. They say,
yes,
well, these childhood leukemias cannot exist because we know that they cannot exist because our formulae say that they cannot exist. And that's the situation we're in now.
That's exactly it. I've talked about this as well. The scientific method is predicated on the idea that you must assess all the available evidence and then sort it out. You can't filter selectively the evidence that you don't like because it disagrees with your preconceived notion of what the theory is. But
that's right.
What we see.
Well, there are two philosophical rules here. There's the rules of induction and the rules of deduction. So what they say is that they know how much cancer is caused by radiation on the basis of experiments that have been done on the survivors of the Hiroshima bomb. Okay, and that was all external radiation, and it was a very big dose. And therefore, on the basis of that theory, this is a formula, this is an equation, okay? Mathematics, we're back to mathematics. On the basis of this mathematical equation, it's impossible that these children, you know, the nuclear sites could have their cancers or as a consequence of radiation. And the same thing happens with Fukushima. We have the World Health Organization now came out with a big document recently that said that the effects of the Fukushima accident, because the doses were so small, are not even going to be measurable. And in the middle of all this, people are having 40% increase in, that 40% of the people, of the children tested have got thyroid nodules. People are just falling down dead all over the place. And there's lots of evidence that they're covering it all up.
So,
and this is exactly like Galileo. This is a failure,
right,
of science itself.
In many ways, I agree with you. In many ways, modern science has become the new dogmatic church that science originally fought against, because we're supposed to be based on actual evidence. I remember having a conversation recently with a physicist just about the table of elements, and I asked about mercury and how toxic was mercury, and he spelled it out for me. Oh, this is extremely toxic, a potent neurotoxin, toxic to biology at many, many different levels. And then I asked him, I said, well, so what do you think about injecting children with trace amounts of mercury? And he said, no, that's extremely dangerous, should never be done, it's not human. I said, well, what about injecting a child with a vaccine? And he said, oh, well, it's okay in that case.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I have to blame Einstein for this, because if you go back far enough, what you find is that in Victorian science was generally understood. It was like common sense. But then round about the 1920s, between 1905 when they came out with special relativity through to about 1930, the whole thing was turned on its head, and suddenly we had to believe stuff that was manifestly impossible. And the people who went to the top of the list who said these things were the physicists, the mathematical physicists. And if you look in government now, if you look in the UK government, you look in American government, you look all over the place, you look in the European Union, you find that the people who are the advisors, the senior advisor to government, are always mathematical physicists. And those are people who can believe virtually anything.
Hmm.
Now, somebody should point out to them that they appear to have lost 95% of the universe as a result of their
the dark
calculations.
Matter question.
You know?
Right.
Exactly so. You know?
Yes.
And we have to believe believe these guys when they tell us that these radiation effects are harmless, when in fact we see in front of our, in every study that we do, that people are dying all over the place.
Well,
terrible.
When they say they've discovered the God particle, but all it is a statistical anomaly. It's not, first of all, it's not a particle, and it's not God, and it's a statistical, they didn't really find something that you can look at.
It's not even that. The point is, when they do these experiments, what they do is they don't actually see anything.
Right.
What they do is they have a huge computer program which analyzes all of the stuff that's going on inside this machine that they've got, where they're smashing things together at enormous energies. And then they apply all of the equations that they've figured out long ago are the right equations. And they come out with answers which may or may not be right. But maybe the equations are wrong in the first place. That's the point.
Yeah.
It's all mathematical. It's exactly like the analysis of the health effects of radiation, where it's a mathematical equation, it says it can't happen, so they say it's impossible. And yet there's some dead person sitting in front, lying in front of them in the road, and they say, well, this person cannot exist, just like like Galileo and the Inquisition. Anyway, we have to do something about it, you know. We have to stop believing these physicists. We have to start taking control of this whole area and getting hold of the information itself. I mean, why is it that the cancer registries are allowed to refuse to release data about the levels of cancer around nuclear plants or around areas where there's radiation? Why?
It's a lot of vested interest. Well, in addition to your site, nuclearjustice.org, is there another website where people can stay up to date with your investigations?
Yes, there is. Well, there are a couple of websites that they should look at. One is the Low Level Radiation Campaign website, which is llrc.org, Low Level Radiation Campaign. And if they want to look at the work I've done, they look at the Green Audit. So it's www.greenaudit.org. So those two websites have most of the stuff that we are doing. If they look on my Wikipedia entry, incidentally, they will find that I'm every sort of scurrilous, you know, idiot, because the nuclear industry have a whole team of people that spend their whole time cutting me down on the internet
and putting up
all sorts of, you know.
Yeah,
and I don't have the time to deal with it all. You know, I'd have to have a whole department of people just checking.
No,
so my Wikipedia entry is a sort of battle of the Somme.
Wikipedia is largely discredited on anything that threatens corporate interests. Yeah, the teams of trolls work on that. But I want to get back, because you mentioned the history of physics and the development of much of this knowledge base. You know, if you look back to the early physicists who were investigating radiation, you know, even at the time, they said it wasn't dangerous, and a lot of them died from cancer, like Curie and many others who were experimenting and even trying to isolate as up to that point unknown elements in the table of elements. They died from radiation poisoning.
Yes, and a lot of them burned their arms off and got cancer as a result of using those x-ray tubes and so on. And somehow we're led to believe that everything is okay. Anyway, the point is that if you look at the limits, the dose limits, if you go right back to that early time and look at the dose limits and watch them through the whole of the last century, you find they go down and down and down and down and down and down exponentially. And eventually, in 1990 or so, they hit the 1 millisievert level, which is the legal limit today. But the reason they don't go down any further, which of course they should do, the reason they don't go down any further is because the nuclear industry wouldn't be able to function and the military wouldn't be able to function if that went down any further. But as I said before, you know, that the important thing is not the actual radiation dose, it's where it's from, it's what it's from. We have places in the world now which have become absolutely dangerous to live near, and this is what nuclear justice is about. It's to try and use human rights legislation to raise that issue, because
can
we have the Baltic Sea.
Some of those geographical locations?
Yes. It's places where radioactivity has accumulated. So you've got quite a few of them in America. You've got the Hanford site in Washington. You've got Oak Ridge. You've got certainly Los Angeles, up in northwestern Santa Susana, up in the Simi Hills. There, that's an area which is massively contaminated with radioactivity from the Rocketdyne operation. And there was an explosion there in 1959. I think it is from the sodium reactor, which melted down and spewed stuff all over the place. That's quite a dangerous place.
So
the Irish Sea and the Baltic Sea. Yes.
Well, sorry to interrupt, but I want to understand how do these radioactive particles get kicked up into the air? Is it from wind? Is it a farmer plowing a field? How does it happen?
That's a, well, all of those things. But actually, if we were to go to, for instance, the Los Angeles one, it's caused by disturbing the soil. So what they've been doing there since about 1995 to 2005, they were knocking down buildings and remediating the land and trucking a lot of this stuff out on trucks. And of course it just generated vast amounts of dust. Right. Actually farmers, for example, if you take farmers, the highest rates of leukemia and lymphoma in terms of occupations are from farmers, because of course they plow up the fields and that's got all the weapons fallout on them. Then the other, a very interesting one, which is certainly going to affect people in Japan, is what's called sea to land transfer. If you dump all this radionuclide stuff into the sea, what happens is it adheres to the surface. It adsorbs on the surface of clays and fine particles. Uh-huh. And so when the waves crash into the beach and you get those white horses, those bubbles turn inside out and they force this stuff up into the air. And there's this phenomenon called sea to land transfer, which is quite well described in the literature. I mean, people have measured plutonium by distance from the sea in the Irish Sea. And basically, people living within about 1 kilometer from the sea get a much higher level of cancer. Uh-huh. And I've done studies that show that. And that's why, because they inhale this stuff from the sea to land transfer. And that's going to affect people all along the east coast of Japan. It certainly affects people in the Irish Sea, where Sellafield releases this stuff into the Irish Sea, and it will affect people in the Baltic Sea too.
Dr. Busby, is there a handheld radiation detection device that a consumer can use to determine whether such particles are airborne near them?
No, not really.
Not sensitive enough?
Because it's for the same reason that I said that what the handheld radiation detector does, no matter how sensitive it is it measures dose. So it can only average over the size of the machine that's being used. And so these little particles wouldn't have any effect on that. I mean, there are ways in which you can deal with it, but they're a bit complicated. You have to get sticky filters. So you put up some sellotape on a piece of paper, and then it sticks to the sellotape, and then you can put something called, you can put a plastic on there called CR39, and then you can see the tracks or you can put photographic film as well. And in fact, a colleague of mine in America, in the United States, looked at some of the dust from Fukushima and was able to image these particles quite easily.
Well, it seems critical, really, for especially people living near these areas that you identify as possibly having high levels of latent radioactive particles, to be able to have some kind of a device or something they can purchase to determine whether they're safe.
I agree with you, but basically there isn't anything. I mean, all you can do is you can bulk this stuff. So what you can do is you can look at vehicle air filters, for example, which is what I did in Fukushima. Uh-huh. I got a lot of Japanese people to send me the filters from their motor cars. Uh-huh. And then what we did is we measured the concentrations of material in those filters. And one filter I got sent by a lady in central Tokyo. So she was living in an apartment which was 300 meters from the Tokyo Tower. And she sent me her air conditioning filter, which was inside the room that she lived in. So it was inside. It just circulated air inside the room. And there was about 120,000 becquerels per kilogram of cesium in that filter. There was a lot of uranium-235, uranium-238. There was lead-210, which nobody had detected. Obviously, a lot of lead-210 was coming out of Fukushima. So that was quite, and I put up a video on YouTube about that. It's quite a scary business, because this is Tokyo, population 36 million.
Yeah, and the really scary thing is that your lungs are the filter. I mean, if you're walking around breathing in that area, you are accumulating all that in your lungs. That's your whole point.
That's my point. I mean, we can't take somebody's lung out and measure it, but we can certainly take a filter out of a car and measure it. And so if the filter intercepts material as it gets sucked into the engine, we can have a fairly good idea of how fast the engine is turning and how much air goes through it and the efficiency of the filter and all that sort of stuff.
So how effective would an N95 mask be? You know, the kind of mask that people use for flu pandemics and things. Would those block?
What you mean? Just those particles? Little monkey masks? Yeah. Those little white things? No, they're useless.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
You have to have a proper aerosol mask, like the sort of thing that you would buy for working with dangerous aerosols. You know,
like something that seals around your face.
Yeah, that's right. You'd have to use that, and even that won't intercept some of these very small uranium particles that they use in that are created in weaponization. Those things are down in the 50 nanometer to 150 nanometer range, and they'll go straight through any of those things.
So, in fact,
they go straight through the skin.
What? They go straight through the skin?
The nanoparticles, which is like a big deal now. Everybody's researching nanoparticles. I mean, nanoparticles go straight through the skin. That's how all these things work that make women look younger, you know. They just put the paste on, it goes through the skin, it plumps the skin out and makes them look younger.
But are you saying that they're radioactive uranium particles that are nano-sized that can...
Yes, absolutely. The Americans, when they were first developing this stuff, they did measurements at the... They have a base in America. I can't remember the name offhand. Anyway, so they did impact collections using various systems that measured the diameter of the particles.
But basically, what you're saying is we're all screwed. Is what you're saying? We're all screwed unless we can stop this pollution.
Unless we can stop these people using them. This is why I say. Well, somebody. I mean, I was asked by Russia Today to contribute to some program, and they said what? And they said what's the most serious radiation or nuclear hazard in existence at the moment? And they were talking about the strategic arms limitation talks, you know, and whether Iran is going to drop a bomb on Iraq and or on Israel. But actually, this has been going on for a very long time. It already exists. The most serious item in this whole area is the refusal of the international committees that legislate about exposures to concede that there is a huge problem in
there. Right. Denial.
That's it.
Well, Dr. Busby, we're out of time, but I want to thank you for joining me today. It's been a fascinating discussion.
Okay. Thank you.
We got to go to break here. But folks, Dr. Busby's website is nuclearjustice.org. And thank you once again, Dr. Busby, for joining us.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. We'll be back after this break, folks, with the conclusion of today's Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633. 609-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Okay, final segment here on the Alex Jones Show. We just interviewed Dr. Chris Busby, who had some frightening information that possibly these radioactive nanoparticles can penetrate your skin, and thus having a mask may not really help you. So great. As I said in the last segment, I guess that means we're all screwed unless we somehow manage to raise awareness on this, which Dr. Busby is attempting to do, and shut down the nuclear industry. I did read that some fusion experiments are underway or being constructed and about to commence that would be a hot fusion energy generation that would make fission obsolete. Fission is, you know, conventional nuclear power, would make that completely obsolete. So there are possibly some solutions, but that could be many decades away. I wouldn't bet on it. And besides, you know, the government loves to have a nuclear industry because the side effect is weapons-grade plutonium, so, you know, and uranium, and, you know, weapons-grade materials, basically. But in the final few minutes of today's show, I wanted to go through some of the headlines that we failed to get to earlier, just to give you a sense of the total insanity that has now taken over our society. So here we go. We've got a company so far, a company that is telling its employees to get a tattoo of the company logo, and then they will get raises, a 15% pay raise for getting a tattoo of the company logo. Like you won't regret that 10 years later, like a walking billboard of some now bankrupt corporation. Three dead, 17 wounded in shootings just in Chicago in one night. Yep, that's Chicago for you, the gun-free zone where everybody gets shot. Here we go. Athletes out of the closet. I don't know why we're celebrating this NBA star who announced he's gay. I don't know what the big deal is either way, what was the sexual orientation of these NBA players and NFL players. I mean, really? Do we have to worship everybody who comes out of the closet now? I mean, I guess the day is coming when we're going to have to, it's going to get so popular to be gay that we're going to have to worship an athlete, a male athlete, that actually likes to sleep with women. You know, that's going to be an anomaly. You know, oh my God, today Jeffrey Jones came out of the closet. He likes women. My God, so unpopular, so bizarre. What a freak of nature. It's going to get that crazy, you know, just crazy. I don't care. I'm a libertarian. Do what you want. Just don't push it on me, okay? Bloomberg murder rate comments. He said we're sad and inappropriate for public officials to tout their crime-fighting efforts by highlighting other cities' murder rates. In other words, he's saying you're not supposed to talk about the murder rate in Chicago or New York, especially New York, being that it's Bloomberg. Eating disorders, orthorexia, are on the rise. And by the way, they consider it an eating disorder if you're into nutrition. Yeah, if you read ingredients labels, that's a disorder. You might have a psychiatric disorder because you read ingredients labels because you don't want to consume, you know, aspartame or MSG. How about some GPS tags for dementia patients? Let's track Granny before we kill her with the death panels. That way we can find her when it's time for the death panel. GPS tags for your parents and grandparents. How's that? Airline employees caught abusing security badges and letting their family members through security. Here, how about you just bypass security? I got a badge. I work for the TSA. I spend half my time molesting little children and the other half letting my family members through security without going through the checkpoint. Yeah. Two hands, one hand for the... No, I'm not going there. TSA, you suck. You are evil, evil people. All right, enough said. I enjoyed the show today. Thanks for having me on, Alex. This is Mike Adams, Health Ranger. Thank you to the crew for your awesome job. Check out Infowars.com for all the latest news from Kurt Nemo, Adon, and many others. Thanks for joining us today. Retransmission begins right now. Take care.